So I have two things there. One of them is this really bleak optimism that freaks people out. So it starts by acknowledging that things can always get worse. Always. No matter how bad you think it is, it can always get worse. And therefore, it's never too late. There's the bleak optimism. So there is no such thing as too late. There's no such thing as, you know, oh, it's over and there's nothing we can do. The National Health Services system in England was created out of the wreckage of the entire country by the Nazis, right? It wasn't born out of, you know, everyone got together when it was beautiful and sunny out and said, let's give everyone healthcare. It was out of carnage. Social Security itself was born out of the wreckage of the Great Depression, right? So it's never too late. That being said, you don't let people tear down these systems and you don't just, oh, throw up your hands. Oh, well, there's nothing we can do. There's always something that we can do right now, even if it only helps one person or keeps one person from being harmed. It's worth doing, sort of obviously. So that's the bleak optimism. And I don't know if it'll land with some of your viewers, but because some people are like, man, that's a really bleak way of looking at it. And it's like, I read a lot of history. I'm sorry. It is just true. And I can push on it a little bit more too, and just say, it's also true that in adversity is where solidarity grows. So really, when there is the struggle, when things that we love are under attack, that's when people come together and find their voice often to say, no, you're not going to take my Social Security, you know, hands off my Social Security. And this is where I will answer sort of the first part of your question. I never look for leadership from politicians. And so I'm never disappointed. I'm here in Washington, D.C. So we've got a lot of amazing politicians who are, you know, doing amazing work. But I never look to politicians for bravery, for leadership. They're always a lagging indicator. So there is no cavalry coming, right? There's no cavalry who's going to save us. This is, again, that bleak optimism. Because once you realize that, you realize we are the cavalry. There is no one but us who is going to save ourselves. And that means we've got to do the work. We've got to raise our voices. And we are. Part of it is electoral, right? So yes, in the midterms, there's three special elections happening tomorrow, right? So people will have the ability to raise their voices through democracy. If they elect a Democrat in, say, Florida's 6th congressional district, where Josh Wheel is running right now, it's an R+30 district. I was down there doing an endorsement event, and the excitement was electric. And we were doing events at Social Security offices in the district, and there were just so many people coming out. So it's happening. The electoral consequences are real, and I really hope that we see them in great stark relief tomorrow. But what's much more important than the electoral aspect of this is just the popular aspect of this. Because for whatever politicians, the media, even the Supreme Court, you know, like people are like, oh, what about the Supreme Court? And everybody cares about what the hundreds of millions of Americans think. So when we actually raise our voices together and we say, hands off Social Security, hands off public education, hands off our Medicare, our healthcare, our democracy, right? The antidote to autocracy or fascism is just everyday people saying no. And although it's scary, because there's no one coming, there's no Superman, no superheroes, it's also one of the most remarkably beautiful things you can see. So if you Google like South Korea coup, and you watch some of those videos and you see the absolute everyday normalcy of the people who stood up to a wannabe dictator in South Korea who called in the military and tried to take over the country. It wasn't the politicians who stood up. It was the people who stood up and said no. And then the politicians showed great bravery, climbing in the windows of their parliament, passing the emergency legislation, and all of those things. So we're at socialsecurityworks.org. You can find us on all of the socials, at Social Security Works. So we like Blue Sky, Facebook we're on. We're on X as well. But also right now, I would invite people to go to handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Right now, it's focused on this build towards the April 5th protests, but there'll be a lot more there as well. So handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Find us on social media, Social Security Works, and our website, socialsecurityworks.org.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.